This is the Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
I've got him back in the studio. Good morning, Sam Gayman.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here, and it's been a great couple of weeks. Yeah, a couple of record prices too. We achieved the highest price ever achieved in Elwood for a one-bedroom period apartment.
How good's that? How much was that, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, wait for it. I hope you're sitting down. $820,000.
Wow, for a one-bedder?
For a one-bedroom, but it was extraordinary. It did have its own rooftop terrace of 64 square metres, and it was in a famous building designed by J.S. Mandorney. You know, absolutely fantastic.
It was a special place.
Very special. A real one-off property, and exciting for the new owner and exciting for the vendor.
And good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
I'm excellent, thank you.
The topic of the week this week is going to be value adds. But before we get to that, how about we have a chat with the hot topic of the week, which is the first homeowner's grant.
Yes, Eddie, it's an exciting prospect for the first home buyers. It's due to come in on the 1st of July 2017, so fairly imminent. It has to be approved yet, but look,
the rules?
The major change, Eddie, is that those that are buying a property less than $600,000 won't have to pay stamp duty. Mm. And then those that are paying between $600,000 and $750,000 will have a sliding scale. That scale hasn't been nominated yet, so that's a wait and see. There are some huge savings in the off-the-plan market where stamp duty is only applicable to where buildings are built at that stage. So if the building's not existing, it's only based on the land component.
I know that from first-hand experience.
You do. Yeah. So they're mooting that if you're an investor, not an owner-occupier, buying into a building, an off-the-plan building, that you'll pay full stamp duties, which actually seems like an incredible disincentive because you can only pay on what you've at the time of purchase. That's always made sense to me. There has to be some...
Won't that affect the building industry?
It'll have a huge effect on the building industry. So I'm just not sure what the long-term vision there is because... Mm. We're already seeing planning issues with the CBD, with lots of contracts being held up that within most of the guidelines that need some action. And this will be another disincentive from a Melbourne point of view. So,
Only in Melbourne?
Yeah, this is only for Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, Eddie, you would have been okay because you were obviously an owner-occupier. So
correct.
It's affecting investors. But, you know, the big talk at the moment is how... It's going to affect the market, you know, now, presently, before the changes are adopted, and then also afterwards. And you know, we're seeing the possibility of price inflation coming once these changes come in, because obviously first home buyers will have more capacity. The rough $10,000 in savings that they might have in the stamp duty savings from being exempt, you know, may in fact drive pricing up with the fact that more people are going to be in there competing to buy property.
Sure.
And at the moment, you might find that there's a few more investors that come out of the woodwork to try and buy before the changes.
So is it set in stone that the changes are coming?
No, Eddie. So at the moment, it has to go through Parliament. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously it looks as though it's heading in that direction. And there's a lot of press about it, and you know, we'll wait and see.
Okay, let's have a look at the topic of the week, the other hot topic of the week that we were going to discuss, which is value adds to your property.
And also, I guess on top of that, Eddie, one of the questions that we get asked a lot by clients that have got large backyards, pool or tennis court. So those that are looking at it, and in particular, pool is the most common.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that our playing habits have changed over the years, so tennis courts aren't quite as popular or in demand as they used to be.
Yes.
And they do take up a large component of the backyard. So certainly, if it's a lifestyle property, tennis court, I think the combination of a tennis court and a pool has a huge effect. So if we're talking about holiday houses, either down the Blairgowrie, Mount Martha, Mount Eliza, down through to Portsea Way, Macrae, those areas there where there are larger allotments.
Yes.
A fantastic concept, and the same on the other coast, but we'll talk about that in more detail after the break, Eddie.
This is the Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
95311245 is the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside. 95311245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gayman, Bayside, Torsten. Four offices. Where are they?
They're in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock, and Mount Martha.
And we're talking about tennis courts and pools today.
So with the
Not really. We're talking about value adds.
Value adds. Yeah. But the tennis court and the pool is an interesting one for the lifestyle property. It's also, there's no question.
So where are they more popular?
Well,
what areas?
Well, I think let's start with pools. Sam and I went through a phase 10 years ago where we were actually seeing certain clients fill their pools in because they were not creating the value add, and they seemed to be, there was a perception out there that they were more trouble than they're worth. What's happened over the last 5 years has been that with clever architecture and design and full floor-to-ceiling windows and bringing pools right to that point, the pools have become quite a water feature as well. So it's a visual effect as well as a practical effect for new homes. And so there's no question that what we're seeing is that homes with pools, if you had like for like, the properties with the pools are selling for significantly more money now because it's that lifestyle choice of that indoor and outdoor living.
Are they popular in the Bayside suburbs?
Incredibly.
Why? You've got the beach right around the corner. It doesn't make sense.
Partly because it's a design item now, so it's actually a luxury item. So that's one reason, but also, and Torsten will attest to this because obviously, you know, he's got two kids, is that people like the idea of you know, their kids' friends congregating there, having people over. It's in a contained environment. You can obviously entertain with your friends, have a barbecue, but you know what your family's doing. The family unit can enjoy, you know, that outdoor space.
It does make sense then.
It makes your home a destination point. So it extends that social activity within the whole family and your children's friends. But the other thing is,
you've got the choice if you want to go down to the beach or not.
You have. And look, and the other reality is kids are hard to pack. So if you've got everything there, it's very easy. I mean, the simple thing of finding their shoes can sometimes be difficult because they know where to hide. You'll have mixed pairs. But certainly, look, from that point of view, the pool aspect with clever design, what our recommendation that Sam and I will say to clients is have a think about what you will get out of the pool. Don't make it dominate the garden. You don't need to have these big pools that they had in the 80s. As long as it's got
fun. They were fun though.
They were great, but they're an overuse and they're a much bigger item to look after. But with solar heating, you know, the costs of running a pool, the new filtration systems, importantly, the new self-cleaning systems that you have made owning a pool, and that includes self-chlorinating. So all of that hard work that we used to have to do has been taken away, and also the price of maintenance has really come down as well.
Okay, what about the tennis court, Torsten?
It gets back to your question, Eddie. It's horses for courses. So there's a certain expectation in certain suburbs. For example, in Brighton, in Bayside, a tennis court very much is a plus one.
Really?
There's a big demand for that.
Blackrock as well?
But Blackrock, not to as big an extent, but certainly there's larger land allotments, so there's room to do that. In Elwood, where our average land size is 350 to 450 square metres, it's just not feasible.
No.
So from the inner Bayside areas, it's really horses for courses.
That's why you have the tennis club.
And it's a great commodity because what we're seeing is the rebirth of multi-use tennis clubs. We sponsor one in Elwood and they have been so clever with the synthetic grass. They've got foosball, little soccer, tennis.
They've got a kids' play area as well.
Kids' play area. So they've really turned the tennis club almost into a younger children's playground with activities.
What about lawn bowls? Is that big Bayside?
Well, I think lawn bowls is growing. Well, a big hello to one of our listeners, Dean Harding. He's won many a tournament, Dean, in lawn bowls, and he's only in his mid-40s, and he said he's now an old man in the sport, so it's changing. So the answer to that is the popularity of lawn bowls is growing.
This is The Real Estate Show, back in a tick.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, we know Bayside.
We're talking all things value add today outside, not inside. We'll leave inside for a few weeks' time, but we're talking all things value add outside today. Sammy, you and me, we both like cooking.
Yes, we love cooking. In fact, I'm making meatballs tomorrow night.
Oh, yum. Invite?
Yeah, well, it's at Torsten, so you'll have to ask him.
Eddie, this is how well it works. I'm buying the ingredients, Sam's cooking.
I'm happy to do that, Eddie.
But we're learning the secret recipe.
Now, the reason why I bring that up, outdoor kitchens, they're huge at the moment.
Yeah, outdoor kitchens have become such a great value add. And, oh, look, they're really spectacular. I mean, you and I would love one, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt that, you know, that they do transform